Hello guys, welcome to my podcast. This is The Art of Love, hosted by the one and only Queen. Yeah, you get it? Just kidding. So welcome to The Art of Love with me, Shi. Yeah, my name is Shiro, and thank you for always tuning in. Thank you so much for always listening to my episode, because to say the truth, there will be no episodes without you guys. Like, I wouldn't be making episodes for people who don't listen. So I'm thanking you guys, especially those who listened to my last episode, which was about self-love. If you haven't listened to it, you can go ahead and listen to it. If you're new here, this is The Art of Love. This is where we get things done. Yeah, you get to talk about relationships, matters, love. That's why we call it Art of Love. And today, guys, I want us to talk about something that is quite serious. I want us to talk about toxic relationship. You get? I want us to talk about that, because nowadays the number of cases of couples killing each other are very, very, very alarming. And it's not even funny. You know, it's not funny when you just watch the news and then you see someone kill. And to make matters worse, nowadays they even involve the children. There was a time I watched news. I think that was last week. I watched news and then I saw this man who killed himself, killed his wife, and then, no, who killed the wife first, killed the children, and then killed himself. Like, alimaliza familia hivyo. He just finished the whole family like that. You get? And research shows that the number one cause of gender-based violence or these issues are toxic relationships. You get? And many people think that when you're in a toxic relationship, it's only when your guy is beating you up. No, there are many ways of a relationship being toxic. A lot of ways. Okay, let's start with, you can't handle seeing your guy with another chick. Toxic. We get it? You can't handle seeing your chick talking to other guys, especially hugging other guys. And I don't know why guys have a problem with that. Why do they always have a problem with, like, ladies hugging their male friends? You know, you go hug your male friend and then you come back to your boyfriend and he's so cold. You're like, okay, what did I do? Little do you know that he saw you hugging the guy and he's mad. You get toxic. You know, if you have that behavior of going through your boyfriend's phone to see who he's been texting, or your girlfriend, this applies to both partners, to see who he's been texting. Like, you want to know every move. Like, this one is very common. Okay, this one is very common. You are in a relationship and then you're with a person who wants to know every move you make. Like, that person wants to know where you are, who you're texting, who you're calling, who you are out with. Toxic. That's a toxic relationship. Now, the worst one. If your guy keeps insulting you, or if your lady keeps insulting you, that's toxic. Never let anyone degrade you, even if you love them to bits. No, it just doesn't like work like that. If someone loves you, they love you enough to respect you. And someone who respects you doesn't just wake up one day and just insult you, or doesn't just insult you just like that. No, if they love you, they respect you, and they won't insult you. So if either of the partner insults any other, that's toxic. Okay? And the worst of all, if they beat you up. I really hate relationships that you find that a guy is beating up the chick. And nowadays men are being beaten too. So men get beaten too. And I'm like, wow, can I really handle that? No. But that's toxic. That's really toxic. And I always say, you see, if you get to a point and you feel like this relationship is not working, darling, just leave. If you feel you are in a toxic relationship, just leave before things get bad. You know, and that comes along with the depression. You love someone too much and then they do stuff to you. You don't even see that stuff. Sometimes I think people are even blinded, because you get this guy. You find him, like, I have this friend who was in a toxic relationship. She has this guy. The guy keeps cheating on her repeatedly. But she keeps forgiving. And why? The very, very reason that everyone gives: I love him too much. And I say, okay, I always say this. Actually, if you watch my status on WhatsApp, this is what I always post on WhatsApp. I don't know how many times I post this. I even think people get tired of reading this. But I always tell people this. Sometimes you have to forget what you feel and remember what you serve. I mean, you remember what you deserve. Because, baby girl, darling, you deserve the best. Maniga, you deserve the best. Like, you don't deserve anyone looking out, looking down on you. You don't deserve anyone trampling you. You don't deserve anyone using you. And this one, I'm talking to the boy child. This one is just dedicated to the boy child. Do not allow anyone use you if they don't love you. You get? Don't allow her to do that to you. If she loves you enough, she will not use you for anything. She will not use you for cash. She will not use you for anything. She'll just show you that she loves you. And the other way around, baby girls. So now it's for the ladies, for the baby girls. Yeah, nowadays they are called baby girls. Oh, for the baby girls. If he loves you, he will respect you. If he loves you, he will not take you for granted. Okay? So if he's not doing all this, if she's not doing all this, you need to think twice. Because trust me, you don't want to marry a person you don't want to be happy with. That's where abusive marriages come from. That's where toxic marriages come from. Because you just met this person. You were patient with them when you were dating. And you knew very well that there are some characteristics that you didn't love. But you still were patient. You didn't even talk about it. All you thought about was I love him, it's gonna change, and then they don't change, and then 5 years later, 10 years later, you're tired with this person. You guys start fighting every time, and then you are like, where did we go wrong? This is where people go wrong. You need to know who you're with, guys. You need to know who you're with. If you start fighting, the relationship is only 2 months, and you guys are already fighting. What are you fighting about? Okay, there are these simple fights that you have to fight about. Like, I called, you didn't pick up. Why didn't you pick up? Where were you? You know, those are normal stuff. But when it comes to fight, real fight, you guys are arguing, especially insecurities. And I really hate relationships that are insecure. Like, you want to know everywhere I am. You want to know whoever I'm texting. Like, yeah, I really hate those type of relationships. Okay, that's me. That's me. That's what I think. And you guys, you deserve better. You deserve better. So what am I trying to say? What was the reason for me recording all this and for me talking all this, you know, for almost 8 minutes? What I'm trying to say is this. Do not stay in that toxic relationship just because you have no way out, or just because you think you love this person too much and you cannot live without them. Trust me, you, letting go is the best thing to do. Yeah, it will hurt. Mi sita kudanganya, walai itauma, utalia. You will listen to breakup songs from evening to morning. You will cry your eyes out. Itauma, it will hurt. It will hurt you too much. It almost katai. Letting go is never easy. But once you heal, that's it. Once you heal, that's it. Once you let go of these feelings that make you think you can't move on, you can't live with this guy, you can't live with this girl. Once you just let go of those feelings and just live life. Just live life. Don't just stay in that toxic relationship just because you think you love them. Because that's not even love, that's obsession. You can't tell me that you love a person, you're in love with a person who hits you all the time. No, that's obsession. So don't stay in that toxic relationship until the worst happens. Don't wait for the time when that guy or that lady will hack you to death so that you can leave. When you're hacked to death, the next stop for you is in heaven or in hell. Yeah, depending on who you are when you are on earth. But anyway, guys, I'm hoping you got my point, right? So I miss you. Make sure you leave a comment, by the way. Let me not talk all this and you don't leave a comment. Make sure you leave a comment. And if you have anything that you want us to talk about, I'm always open. Yeah, you can always talk to me. I'll get it in my email, and I'll record a podcast for you. So thank you guys for listening. This is the Art of Love. Bye till next episode.